This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Interstate 70 through Glenwood Canyon will reopen in a matter of days. The Grizzly Creek fire has kept it closed for more than a week. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
This is Western Colorado's most important road. Its closure has stopped everything from beer deliveries to family vacations, with crippling effects on the local economy. So CDOT Executive Director Shoshana Liu's announcement that the road would open again in the next few days, it came as very welcome news.
And we know that every day matters to Coloradans and to our economy. And, you know, once again, you know, we are doing everything we can to expedite this and know that time is of the essence.
The Grizzly Creek fire has mostly moved out of Glenwood Canyon. CDOT says it doesn't appear to have damaged bridges that support the road, but they still have to assess landslide risk and other factors. Paul Santi says that's especially important because falling rocks are more common after a fire. He's a geologist at the Colorado School of Mines.
I'd say the next year or two, I'd be pretty wary of driving through there during a rainstorm or during one of these spring days when there's a lot of snow melt.
Santi says the water will now rush down the canyon walls, taking mud and debris with it. The fire has been humbling for Ralph Trapani. He's a retired CDOT engineer. He oversaw the construction of I-70 through the canyon in the 1980s and 90s.
Mother Nature is always going to bat last, especially in a place like Glenwood Canyon. And we do the best we can to manage around that, but things happen. And Mother Nature especially is going to continue to make things happen.
Trapani pins the cause for fires like Grizzly Creek directly on climate change. Colorado climate scientists say we should expect more hot, dry summers like this one. That will transform landscapes across the state. In the short term, that means coming to terms with jarring changes to familiar places like Glenwood Canyon. CDOT's Michael Goolsby says drivers should prepare themselves.
It's apocalyptic. There's areas up there that it's destroyed. It's terrible, and it pains me to see it. I had somebody specifically tell me they went through it and cried when they saw it.
The trees and shrubs in Glenwood Canyon will regrow, but it'll take a long, long time. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.